Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
Welcome to Brilliance Business TV, conversations with leading experts in business. I am your host, Mark Stephen Pooler. We have a wonderful guest today, a really good friend and client, Desiree Anderson, very inspirational lady, really looking forward to a conversation with her. We are streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. We're also on the E360 TV network. We're also on USA Global Radio and Television Network. We're also on Business Innovators Radio Network. And we're also streaming onto MSPNewsGlobal.com. So after that, let's bring in our incredible guest, Desiree Anderson. Desiree, welcome to Brilliance Business TV.
Thanks, Mark. Lovely to see you again.
I'm really looking forward to a conversation with you, Desiree. To get started, just sharing a few words, a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Hi, I'm a leadership coach, a leadership consultant, keynote speaker, and an HR expert. I hail from South Africa originally, and I've been over in the UK for 25 years working for leading companies and now the CEO of my own coaching business called Crest Coaching and HR.
I love it. And you still have a little bit of that South African twang, Desiree. In your latest book, which has had huge success, Your Voyage to Success, which went to number one on Amazon, which led to you to focus on the topic of success?
No, it's not something I would have focused on years ago as I went through my own journey of discovery about myself. And I had to learn what was truly important to me in my life. But when I started to help others and go on my own coaching journey as well to become a coach, you do go through a lot of coaching and people give you feedback, I realized how important the topic of success is. And in fact, every single one of my clients since then is all focused on success, whether it comes in another form, whether we call it happiness or whatever we're calling it, it's success that we ultimately want in our life. We want to leave a legacy. We want to do really well with what we've been given. And so I've made it my life work to focus on success, and it just naturally came to me when I decided on a topic for the book, is to help people with their journey to success and their voyage effectively in the ups and downs, in the seas of life.
I like that, and success is different to everyone as well, Desiree. Do you have a copy of your book? I bet you didn't think that far ahead, did you?
Oh, yeah.
You did. And where can people get a copy of this? It's Your Voyage to Success.
That's right. How to Ride the Crest of a Wave and Reach Your Full Potential in Life and Work. This is on Amazon, and I was so pleased when it went to number one on Amazon. So please feel free to get a copy. If you'd like a signed copy, reach out to me at info@crestcoachingandhr.com, which Mark will give you the details of at the end.
I love that. We can put it up at the end as well. So that's info@crestcoachingandhr.com. Reach out to Desiree if you would like a copy of her book signed. Now, Desiree, we all have setbacks, which can be incredibly discouraging. Have you had setbacks? And if so, how have you overcome them?
Yeah, so Mark, sometimes I think I must have been really bad in a previous life because I've had tremendous setbacks in my life. So from having quite a difficult childhood, growing up with parents that were divorced, but doing a lot of soul searching, even as a kid, because I was fairly lonely in many different schools that I was at before the age of 12, about 8 different schools, and then emigrating a few decades later and having to get used to a new country, even though my ancestors come from here. It was still a tremendous change. I had to requalify myself, stay away from family and friends. And then I went into many leading organizations where I had to help from an HR consulting perspective with toxic cultures, leaders that really were quite demotivated, people who were struggling with their performance and absence. And then in my personal life, suffering relationship breakdown, suffering burnout myself through working too hard, and eventually in the relationship breakdown, really coming to rock bottom, where I was struggling to keep hold of my house during the proceedings, having to basically start again from scratch, to then pivoting to start my own business. But yeah, I think I've been through really extreme highs and lows in my life, both mentally, with the things that I've had to deal with, but also really exhausting myself physically in many of the endeavors that I've tried until I truly reached my own version of success.
I hear you, Desiree, and I think sometimes those ups and downs, sometimes you have to reach the lows to get to the highs, don't you?
I think so. I think it certainly has given me a lot more empathy for others. So I don't just talk about things from a theoretical perspective, but I've experienced such lows myself, and I understand it's not so easy always to just pick yourself up and read the things and say, okay, the theory will get me through. It's actually to really develop, which we'll talk about later, a method whereby you go on a journey of discovery for yourself and you discover your own uniqueness in life and work, and you remain true to who you are.
I love that. Are there any common pitfalls and sabotaging behaviours that prevent our success?
I think there are. Certainly, I think one of the key aspects which I've realised in coaching so many clients and in my own life is a lack of awareness of ourselves, our beliefs, which we probably have picked up since childhood, our habits, our resistance to feedback from others, our blind spots, our relationships with others. And this lack of self-awareness and then self-doubt and possible fear of failure that most of us have can lead us to procrastination, perfectionism, staying out of the limelight, crashing, which I did in many self-sabotaging patterns of highs and lows because I didn't truly believe in myself. And subsequently, what we do is we just go in a continual loop where we don't allow ourselves to achieve our full potential.
I know you do have to get the balance right of not being too much of a perfectionist, because that will hold you back, and not procrastinating. So many great things there. Now, share your method of elevating your potential and expanding success that you use when coaching clients.
Yes. So the first thing is to really get my clients to understand where they are at in their lives right now. That honesty is sometimes quite uncomfortable. Utilizing a number of methods, including NLP and some leading healing techniques, I help my clients to really make peace with their past and what has brought them to this point. And from that moment on, once we've achieved that, we then go into what do we need to release them from: their fear of failure, their past versions of themselves, the past pitfalls that they used to have continuously in their life. So just to release that previous version of themselves, including their younger self, and start to embrace what they really want out of their lives, start to set some goals at that point. And then really teaching them how to have empathy. Empathy is one of the things I find that we are least doing as we rush in such a globalized technological world. And so it's going back to basics and really having gratitude for each and everything we've already achieved so far in our lives, and having empathy for all our flaws and any criticisms we may have of ourselves or that anybody else has given to us. And then looking at all these self-sabotaging behaviors. So anything, perfectionism, procrastination, I've suffered from all of those, and procrastination is one of my key ones that I've had to really face head on and think about why I procrastinate. Once we've identified the self-sabotaging behaviors and what we can do about them, it's really teaching the client how to trust themselves. Because if we can't trust ourselves and be a parachute for ourselves in the storm of life, no matter what life might throw at us, we will always be looking for external validation. So those are the first five chapters of the book, essentially, helping you, as I would one-to-one in a coaching session, with finding your crest. And then it's riding your wave. So then looking at well-being, and I have a number of wheels that I've created. So a well-being at work wheel, a well-being at home wheel that you can evaluate yourself. Then various meditations, because I believe visualization is an amazing way of actually practicing and making sure that the neurons of your brain are able to realize how fulfilling it is to achieve the success that you dream of. Also looking at accountability. So how can you make other people accountable and also yourself accountable for the things that you want to do? And then again, further honing in on what you really want to the point of empowerment. So bringing that all together in the coaching sessions and in the book so that you are able to ride your wave in life.
I love that, Desiree. And I think letting go of the past version of yourself is a really good one, because you do have to go through a period of mourning your old self as well. I don't know if you've experienced that, but there are certain things that you have to let go of, and it's like a loss. You have to go through the loss of and the mourning of the old version. I don't know if you have experienced that.
It's amazing that you said that, because that hit me by surprise the other day. It was a bit of feedback from somebody who she said, gosh, you know, you've been through so much in your life, and I actually feel so amazed by what you've actually got through. And I thought about what this person had said to me, and I thought, did I actually go through all those things? Oh my goodness, yes, I did. And I really had to take that time to be kind to myself and compassionate as I relived some of the things that have happened in my mind. And a kind of a little tear came to my eye, and I thought to myself, yes, it is a constant. It's exactly what you're saying, Mark. It's allowing yourself to grieve in those yes. moments, but then still just giving yourself that kindness for messing up, which I've done many times in the past.
What is the one nugget of advice you would give anyone who is looking to take the first step to move forward in their lives and their career?
I think reach out to somebody who you can trust. And whilst you're reaching out, start to be really honest with yourself, but whilst you've got that support, of what has happened in your life, and have that clarity for where you want to move forward. You may not have all your goals in place and know exactly, but you do know that you need to move from the place that you're currently at, but from a place of empathy and kindness, which I keep saying, because what I don't want anybody to feel is that lack and that gap between where you are now and where you want to be. But it's actually the honesty that I'd encourage everybody to move forward with.
Yes, and it's interesting you say that, Desiree. I think it's important to be happy in the present moment where you are. So it's great knowing where you want to be, but knowing that you're whole and complete and everything is fulfilled in the now moment as well. I think that is really, really important. Desiree, just hold your book up once more and just share a little bit about the book and who should grab a copy of it.
So this book is for anybody who currently feels like a failure. You could have succeeded in so many areas of your life, but inside you feel as if other people are better than you, that you're never quite good enough, that maybe you should stay stuck in the place that you are. Just, you know, feel like giving up sometimes. It's also for those that feel totally overwhelmed, that other people maybe aren't appreciating them fully and they're just drowning in this constant sea of responsibility that they have. It's for aspiring, heart-led people who want a method to move forward in their life, but in a way that is realistic and practical. So
I would encourage everyone, get your copy of Your Voyage to Success by Desiree Anderson. For more information, and if you want a signed copy, contact Desiree at info@crestcoachingandhr.com. That's info@crestcoachingandhr.com. Once more, info@crestcoachingandhr.com. Desiree, we've become friends over the last couple of years. You've been a great client, a really, really good friend. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
It's an absolute pleasure. Always fantastic to see a fellow heart-centered business person. Thank you very, very much. And it's just been lovely to talk about the book and just talk a little bit about my life story.
Desiree, it's been my pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for joining me today, and thank you everyone for joining us on Brilliance Business.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.